From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman is under arrest after a man placed her under citizen's arrest. Happened over the weekend at the intersection of Thomas Drive and Redwood Drive in Garberville. When deputies got there, they found a man physically detaining a woman. They were informed that the man had performed a citizen's arrest for vehicle theft. Upon further investigation, deputies learned that the man had parked his vehicle near Thomas Drive and Redwood Drive, exited, leaving the vehicle running to adjust a sign for his business nearby. According to the subject, while returning to his vehicle, he saw the vehicle beginning to drive forward. The subject ran after his vehicle, grabbed onto the driver, 36-year-old Amber DeMarco, through an open window. DeMarco then reportedly stopped the vehicle, at which time the suspect removed DeMarco from the vehicle and detained her on the ground until law enforcement arrived. DeMarco is charged with vehicle theft and probation violation. Well, man's under arrest after nearly barreling into a construction zone late Sunday night. Officers monitoring traffic in a Caltrans construction zone on southbound US 101. They were parked in the closed left lane with their emergency warning lights activated. An officer saw a Mazda sedan pass by at about 75 miles an hour. While trying to overtake that Mazda to pull it over, the officer saw the Mazda strike several traffic cones and enter the lane closure. It traveled in that closure for about a quarter of a mile toward the construction workers before moving back into the open lane, barely missing a worker. Ultimately, they pulled over that vehicle, 21-year-old Mason Gossian of Ferndale, arrested for suspicion of DUI. They're having trouble filling the AD job at HSU. A statement released indicating that the search for a new athletics director has concluded without the position being filled, and the process will be relaunched in the future. The decision following a months-long national search, recommendations from the committee reviewed in consultation with the incoming president, and a determination was made to end the current search. Athletics will continue to be led by Duncan Robbins until a new interim director of athletics is named. It's anticipated an appointment of a new interim will be made by the end of this month. Well, calling it a last-minute situation, organizers of the Rotary Club of Fortuna's Art and Wine in the Park community event on Sunday didn't get the turnout that they had hoped for. It's the 30th annual, and organizers say they considered putting the brakes on the event this year, but ultimately decided to go through with it. In an effort to drum up more interest, there was an art theme attached to what had been a strictly wine event historically, including DIY painting workshops and local artists showing off their work. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.